One day the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was sitting with his companions. And as the Prophet was sitting with his companions, Abu Darda narrated this hadith, and Imam Ahmad recorded it in his Musnad. Abu Bakr and Umar had a fight. Two of the big noble companions of the Prophet of Allah, they fought one another. Abu Bakr recognized that he was in the wrong. Abu Bakr realized that he was in the wrong. So Abu Bakr went and he said to his brother, Umar, please forgive me. Umar said, I'm not going to forgive you. Get away from me. I'm not going to forgive you. Abu Bakr said, this is serious. I wronged Umar and he doesn't want me to, he's not going to forgive me. What's the best thing I can do? He said, I will go to the Prophet. And if I speak to the Prophet will tell Umar to forgive me and Umar will forgive me. And Ajib, right? He could have said, I tried. I told you to forgive me. You don't want to forgive me. It's up to you. He didn't say that. He thought of where he can get the forgiveness that he's looking from Umar, and he felt like he can find it with in speaking to the Prophet, and the Prophet will fix this issue. As Abu Bakr is walking, the Prophet is sitting with the other companions. As the Prophet is walking, Abu Bakr is walking, the Prophet, he sees Abu Bakr, he spots him from far. The Prophet knows Abu Bakr. The Prophet knows who? The Prophet knows Abu Bakr very well. They've traveled together, they've spent time together, sah? So he knows him very well. So he says to his companions, Amma sahibukum faqad ghamar. He says, as for Abu Bakr, because he knows his face, he knows his body language. He says, as for this man, Abu Bakr, he has gone into an argument with someone. Something's up with Abu Bakr. It's not his day today. As Abu Bakr came closer and closer and closer, he came to the Prophet and he said, Ya Rasulallah, innahu qad waqa'a bayni wa bayna ibn Khattab shay'. Me and Umar had an argument. When it occurred between us, I hastened to him and I asked him for forgiveness and he refused. Ya Rasulallah, I want you to speak to him in order to forgive me. As the Prophet and Abu Bakr were speaking, Umar had already realized what he did was wrong. He realized what he did was wrong. That he shouldn't have said to his brother Abu Bakr, I'm not going to forgive you. So he felt remorseful. So he went to Abu Bakr's house, knocked on his door, and his wife said to him, Abu Bakr is not here. So he realized where Abu Bakr went. He knew that Abu Bakr would go to who? The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Umar radiallahu anhu came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Umar is walking, I want you guys to really picture what's happening here. Umar is walking. Again, the Prophet sees Umar. فَتَمَعَرَ وَجْهُ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. The Prophet's face just boiled red, angry. Fierce, the Prophet became angry, alayhi salatu wasalam. As soon as Abu Bakr saw that, he dropped on his knees. فَجَثَ عَلَى رُكْبَتَيْهِ. He dropped on his knees, Abu Bakr, and he said, Ya Rasulallah, أَنَا الَّذِي بَدَأْتُ. He said, O Messenger of Allah, I started a conflict. It was me, it wasn't Umar. I came to you so you can speak to my brother Umar to forgive me. But the Prophet ignored Abu Bakr. When Umar came, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said the following to him. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, Abu Bakr, wasani binafsihi wa mali. Abu Bakr, he helped me with his family. And Abu Bakr, he spent his wealth on me. As you all know, the hijrah of Mecca, from Mecca to Medina, it was Abu Bakr who spent the money. It was him who prepared the riding beast for the Prophet. It was his servant who was the one cleaning the routes so Quraysh don't see the footprints. It was Abdullah ibn Abi Bakr, his son, the one that was going and finding and spying on Quraysh to bring news to the Prophet. And the Prophet, when they were trying to leave, it was Asma bint Abi Bakr, the one who ripped her garment. She put the food in there and she would climb the mountain every time and bring them the food. It was Abu Bakr's family alone. Hatta Aisha said, I remember that Abu Bakr, he came home and his father, Abu Quhafa, said to Abu Bakr, Abu Quhafa at this time became blind. He lost his eyesight. So he said to Abu Bakr, he said, Abu Bakr, this was when they were in Mecca, where's all the money? Have you given everything to Muhammad? And Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he changed the subject and he left. When he left, Abu Quhafa remembered this conversation again. So he asked Asma and Abu Bakr, Asma and Aisha, did your father leave any money behind for you? So Asma, she took a pouch where she put some stones and little pebbles in there, and she let her father, her grandfather, touch it. And she said, touch this. This is what he left for us. And she said, I knew that he left nothing for us. He gave everything to the Prophet to migrate from Mecca to Medina. Gave everything he owned. His life, his everything. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. The Prophet, he then said to the Sahabas, وَآمَنَ بِي إِذْ كَفَرْتُمْ. You all disbelieved in me, every single one of you here, except him. As soon as I told him about the message of Islam, he trusted me and he took it from me. Hatta Abu Bakr, the night of Isra wal Mi'raj, when the Prophet was said that he went to the sky, Abu Jahl told Abu Bakr. Abu Jahl came and he said, أَسَمِعْتَ مَا يَقُولُ صَاحِبُكَ. Do you hear what your friend is claiming? He's a liar now. He's saying, in one night, I left Mecca, I went to Baytul Maqdis, and from there I went to the sky, came back all in one night. Abu Bakr said, أَوَ قَالَ ذَلِكَ. Did he say this? Abu Jahl said, yes, he did. And he said, إِن قَالَ صَدَقَ. If he said that, he is telling the truth. Why? I have believed in him when he told me that the revelation comes on me day and night. I believe that from him. Why would I doubt that he can't do this in one night? And Abu Bakr, qimma. He reached a high level of Iman, Abu Bakr. So what the Prophet said to him here was to all of the companions, أَتَتْرُكُ لِي صَاحِبِي. Today onwards, are you going to leave my companion for me? Like the rest weren't companions. He said, will everybody leave Abu Bakr alone? The Prophet even went as far as saying, مَا نَفَعَنِي مَالٌ قَطُّ. No one's wealth benefited me whatsoever. مَا نَفَعَنِي مَالَ أَبُو بَكَرَ أَبِي بَكَرَ. The way that the money of, Jazakallah khairan, the way that the money of Abu Bakr benefited me. When the Prophet said that, Abu Bakr started to cry. When he said that statement, فَبَكَى Abu Bakr, he cried. And he said to the Prophet, Abu Bakr, he said, وَهَلْ أَنَا وَمَالِي إِلَّا لَكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Would you, my wealth and my nafs, all of it is yours. Anything I own is yours, O Messenger of Allah. The Prophet then said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَا مِنْ أَحَدٍ إِلَّا وَلَهُ عَلَيَّ يَدْ. There is no person who favored me and did something for me except I paid them back. إِلَّا أَبَا بَكَرْ. Except Abu Bakr. فَتَرَكْتُ مُكَافَأَتَهُ لِلَّهِ. I have left Allah to reward Abu Bakr. I can't. This man, Allah will reward him. وَلَوْ كُنْتُ مُتَّخِذًا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْأَرْضِ خَلِيلًا. And if I was to ever take someone as a close friend, a highest level of khilla, if I was to ever give it to anyone, I would have given it to Abu Bakr. But I have taken Allah as my khalil, so I can't take anyone from this earth as a khalil. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam affirmed for the people of righteousness their virtues, and Abu Bakr was one of them.